Very fulfilled without the mercy of all the mercy of Sadhguru Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So now he has advanced so much and now he is praying to Rupa. Without the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath, anyone character had this very, very high state to be the Rasta of Das. So he said himself that in the devotee of Rupa and Raghunath. And then he is praying that, oh, Rupa Raghunath, then you will be merciful to me, and then I will understand what is Jugal Rush. Without the mercy of Rupa Raghunath, anyone cannot enter in that. They cannot know what is Anarvicharan Kriyasunat Ujjal Sangsa Bhakti.
The Rupa Raghunath
Pade
Rahma Rasa Pradhana Kurai Sada Narutama Dasa. Then he is praying at the end finally that my whole desire is this, my asha, my desire is to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Raghunath. Pratana Kurai Sada. Always I am desiring this, to be a follower in the footsteps of my Raghunath Das Goswami.
If we are going in Vrindavan, this past will be always in our probe. And we should try to remember all these things. And this Kirtan especially, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot enter in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without his mercy and the Rupa Raghunath, anyone can. So this practice is so high. Prayajan. Can you explain what is Prayajan Pratattva? Very, very short form.
The instructor means to explain what is Advayajan Pratattva. Pratattva means the Supreme Absolute Truth. And that Supreme Absolute Truth is Advaya Jnana. It is non-dual. That means it is one without a second. There is nothing in all existence but that one Supreme Truth. But that one Supreme Truth has Shakti. In Vedanta Sutra it is stated, Shakti Shakti Matayo Ave, that Shakti Man possesses her potency, and the potency itself is not different. So the Paratattva, he has his Parashakti. This Parashakti is also one. There is only one Parashakti. But this is called Swarup Shakti, and this Swarup Shakti acts in different ways, and according to its different types of behavior, a particular nomenclature is given to it according to its behavior, though the Shakti itself is one. So when that Shakti is manifesting the Chit-Dham, then the transcendental Dham, it is called the Antaranga Shakti, Chit-Shakti. When it is manifesting Jivas, it is called Jiva Shakti. And when it is manifesting this material, cosmic manifestation, unlimited universes, it is called Maya Shakti. So, the Absolute Truth is Advaya, not dual. You cannot find duality in Krishna, because there are three types of bhed, or differences, that one may find in any substance. What is that? Swagat bhed, swagatiya bhed, and vijatiya bhed. So, first of all, swagat bhed means that in the Paratattva himself, who is that? Advaitya Tattva Brajendranandan. Brajendranandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in Braj, is that Advaitya Tattva. In him, himself, swagat bhed. There is no swagat bhed. In other words, one may say, in Krishna there's some duality. Why? Because this is his head and these are his feet. This is his nose and this is his mouth. So there's some duality in him. But no, Ramaji is saying, Bhavasamita, Angani, Yasusa, Kalendri, Vriti, Manati, Pasyanti, Panti, Kalihanti, Chirapriganti, Adam, Dachinmaya, Sarvupada, Vigrahasya, Govinda, Mari, Purujam, Tamaham, Bajami. But Krishna's senses are absolute. With his eyes, he can hear. With his ears, he can see. With his nose, he can taste. And with his tongue, he can smell. Every sense can perform all of the functions of all the other senses. Therefore, Swagat Ved, there is no Swagat Ved in Krishna. So he's Advaitattva. Then, Sajatiya Ved. Sajatiya means of his own type, his own caste. For example, Krishna has many expansions. Ramani, Murti, Shukalani, and Meng, Atishtan, Namayanava, Tamar, Akra, Bhuvanesha, Kintu. This Krishna is manifest Ram, Nishinga, Varaha, Matsya. There are so many incarnations. And apparently, they appear to be independent. But they are not independent. They are nothing but Krishna. Krishna himself in many different forms. And they cannot behave independently of Krishna. But they are Krishna himself manifesting in a different mood according to the form of devotion of those devotees. So, among all the avatars of Vishnu, there is no difference. It is one tattva, Vishnu tattva. But, though there is no Ved,
we are non-free and tattva.
They are not independent tattva, it is one tattva. But, Siddhanta Tastaveda, Sri Krishna Sarupaya, Rasna Krishna, Te Krishna, Rupamesha, Rasastiti. There is no bhed, there is no difference. But there is some vaishishtya, there is some speciality. That is that different incarnations may, in their lila, manifest to varying degrees ras. And especially Krishna, he is the complete manifest, Akhila Rasamrita Murti. All ras is in the lila of Krishna, in the Surupa of Krishna. Whereas all ras cannot be found completely in the other incarnations. So there is no Sujatiya Ved. Then Vijatiya Ved. Vijatiya means that which actually is not Krishna himself, but his Shakti. Like Jiva Shakta and the expansions of manifestations of Maya in this material world. They are not directly Krishna, but they are his Shakti and the Parinam, in other words, the transformations of his Shakti. So there is no Ved between Krishna's Shakti and himself in this category of Vijatiya Ved. Why? Because his Shakti at any moment is never independent from him. We can say that something is different when it has two features. One, that it is independent of its source, and secondly, that its activities interrupt or obstruct or interfere with the activities of its source. So there's no independence and there's no obstruction or interruption. So in this way, we cannot say that there is bhed between Krishna and his Shakti or the Parinam of his Shakti. So therefore Krishna is called Advaita Gyan.
Objects or things which we see or which we witness, they are simply due to each one has some unique feature to serve that Supreme Absolute Truth. So Mahaprabhu also, when he descended, he accepted only Bhattacharya's line of thought. Because he was saying, though Supreme Absolute Truth is one, but there's so many sampradayas here, mainly for Sri Brahma Rudra Sanak Sanatana, and they are explaining that same truth in their context, in their own line of thought. But when Mahaprabhuji came, he accepted line of Sri Madhvacharya, which is 12. And then he was quoting different verses from Vedas in which mentioned, Eko Aham Bahusham, means I am the one, there is only one person and is manifested in different forms. All these verses have some special unique messages to understand, but when put together, we will understand clearly, they all mean that there is only one Advaita Gyan Paratattva. And same thing, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur is also telling, that Advaita Gyan Paratattva, we have to understand in the conception, when we say one, then one, just like we say for a king, then everything else is in him. So similarly, all these different avatars or jivas or Maya Shakti or manifestation of Maya Shakti, everything put together is part of Krishna. It's not different, it's not independent of Krishna. That's why Krishna, the whole, is called Advaita Gyan Paratattva.
এরা হচ্ছে তার মন্ডল মত তার উপায়
কৃষ্ণেরই গর্ব
তত্ত্ব
মানে কৃষ্ণেরই মত কিন্তু কৃষ্ণ নয়, এইগুলি প্রকাশিত হয়েছে। এইগুলি হচ্ছে স্বাংশ বিভিন্ন স্বরূপে
সূর্য মন্ডল
সবগুলিকে মিলে একটি পরমত্ব দেখতে বোঝা যাচ্ছে, দুইটি কিন্তু দুইটি না একটি, এই অনুখ সমান চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ নির্বিশেষ এইটা অপ্রায় মাধ্যম যেন না আসে, এই জন্য সব কিছু আছে কিন্তু সবের মূল আশ্রয় সর্বশ্রী পর্যন্ত শক্তির প্রধান শক্তি শক্তি মান মধ্যে কোন ভেদ না, এই জন্য তিনি দেখতেন রামচন্দ্র
there, how it is only, how then we can say that there is only one Advayam Paratattva. So now we will understand that either this mundane world, cosmic manifestation, or the jivas, they are all manifestation of Shakti. So ultimately, when we point out this whole manifestation, then it comes into divisions. One is Shaktiman and one is Shakti. So Shakti Shakti Mato Veda, this reconciles that because Shakti is non-different, meaning it's dependent on Krishna, it's not independent, thus all these things which we see in the existence, they are also dependent on Krishna. If Krishna is not there, these things will not be there.
Confirmation of Shakti is also in that. In Shakti. So there is no
So, in other words, Shri Jiva Goswami composed Eka Parvam Tattvam Sabhaviki Achinte Shaktaya. In this, he explains how this Advitiya Param Tattva, this one non-dual absolute truth manifested in four different forms simultaneously due to its inconceivable potency, which can make possible impossible and impossible possible. That inconceivable potency fulfilled the desire of that non-absolute truth, and it manifested in four different forms. First is Savarup, second is Tadrup Vaibhav, third is Jeev, and fourth is Pradhan. Savarup means himself Krishna in Vrindavan, Brajendranandan Krishna. Tadrup Vaibhav means all the different incarnations. All these incarnations are Swansha Avatar, Ram, Nrsingh, Vaman, Kalki, all of them. Then Jivas, they are Vivinamsha, and Pradhan. Pradhan means this material cosmic manifestation which we see. So all these things are manifestation or expansions of Krishna or his energy. He gave another example to understand how everything is based on one. He gave the example of sun. Sun is surface, its shine, and its reflection. Sun is compared to Savrup or Swayam Bhagavan, which is Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. Mandal, that is surface, is compared to Tadrup Vaibhav, which are all these different incarnations, Vishnu Tattva. And the atomic particles in the sunshine, they are compared to all the jivas. And Pratichavi, which is reflection, that is compared to this material cosmic manifestation. So everything put together, now we understand, is based on Krishna. That is why
sun is independent. And all
rays,
and reflection, all are dependent.
Just as sunshine, surface, or the reflection of sun is dependent on sun itself. If sun is not there, these three things will not be there.
They are not separate things.
They are not separate. Similarly, if Krishna is not there, all these other things in existence won't be there. So they are all based on Krishna. So everything put together is Advaitam Paratattva. But here, Sri Gurudev mentioned, we should not conceive the idea of Shankaracharya, where he is saying, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, there is only one Nirvishesh Brahma, everything merges in that.
Advaitam means Devan. Chat means Chief. Chief means Gyan. So everything is one, but Nirvishesh. But our Advaitam, there are so many. But
ours is unique. But in it, they say that only one.
To become our answer,
God.
Diversity in diversity.
Unity in diversity.
Diversity in diversity. Yeah, one question. How is
diversity?
Diversity in unity.
Yeah, yeah,
all in one.
All in one.
There is nothing else.
there are so many things. What we see, Shakti hai, Shakti kaariya hai, Jeev hai, unka ashtapa hai, vichar hai, ananta shaktiyan hai, unke vidas hai, ye sabhi kuch hai. Aur unme Krishna aur bhi diya hai. Usme Krishna aur bhi diya. Isliye aur bhi diya. Ek hi nahi. Shankaracharya ka ek nahi. अब हम लोग चलते हैं. हम लोग पहले यहाँ से नंदगांव में चंद पहाड़ी में पहुंचे. वहां पर हमने रूप गोस्वामी के संबंध में हम लोगों ने बतलाया. विभिन्न वर्गों ने कीर्तन भी बड़े सुंदर सुंदर सुने. एक कदम और वहां का रूप गोस्वामी का भजन स्थल और एक कदम को दिखलाया. वहां की दो एक कथाओं का भी हमने विश्लेषण किया. इसके बाद में हम लोग नंदगांव में बहुत से जगहों में नहीं जा सके समय के अभाव से. यदि हम नंदगांव की परिक्रमा करेंगे तो पहले हम लोग जाते हैं कृष्ण कुंड में. वहीं से कृष्ण कुंड के पास ही योगी स्थान है. शंकर जी योगी बंद कर दिया है और उन्होंने कृष्ण को शांत किया. कृष्ण रो रहे थे उनके जब रूप पर. जो भी आया और न और क्या लड़ाई लेकर के ऐश करके कृष्ण को जब जाकर के शांत किया. वो योगिया का स्थान वही पर कृष्ण कुंड जहां पर उद्धव जी ने स्नान करके और उद्धव ज्ञानी में प्रवेश किया. उसके बाद में ललिता कुंड उसका हमने बताया हम लोगों ने. और इसके बाद में जब हम और आगे चलते हैं तो पड़ता है नंद बैठक. नंद बैठक कौन से है? गोवर्धन में भी है. अभी जहां हम कल जाएंगे वहां पर भी नंद बैठक है. छोटी बैठक बड़ी बैठक यहाँ पर पड़ेगा. नंद गांव में भी एक बैठक. बैठक माने क्या? नंद यहाँ पर बैठक. नंद की जहां पर सभा होती थी उपानंद जी के आनुगत्य में सभापति वहां पर क्या विचार होता था? अब कृष्ण और बंदे बड़े हो गए. देखो नंद बाबा नंद को बुला करके पूछा. कहा नंद बाबा ये कृष्ण को अपना बेटा तू मत मान. बचपन में ये दो दिन का तीन दिन का था तो उसने उतना को मारा. इसके बाद में सप्तसु
तृणावर्त
अकाशु बकाशु सब का अंत में देखो वर्ष की उम्र में कोई बच्चा गोवर्धन को धारण कर लेता है. इसलिए खबरदार ऐसा मत. ये नारायण का कोई प्रवेश इसमें है अथवा ये कोई देवता है या भ्रष्ट कोई योगी है. ये खबरदार इनको कोई शासन मत करना. यशोदा मैया से कहते ना बेटा मान तो उसका कान न मेटे और उसको बांधे मत. उसको शासन न करे. नंद बाबा जी हंसने लगे. अरे भैया जैसा कि हमारा बेटा है भगवान भी आकर के हमारे घर में आया है तो हम उसको बेटा से अधिक नहीं मानते. अरे प्रभु के तो कुछ लक्षण है. भगवान का तो कुछ लक्षण है या सप्तस्य योनि
सप्तस्य
सब समय त्रिशत है. और वो झूठ होता है. मैंने मट्टी नहीं खाई भैया. मैंने मजबूर नहीं चुराया. और रोता है उसको भूख लगती है. ये सब होता है. इसको भूख लगती है. कभी मचलता है कभी हड्डियां तोड़ता है. किसी के घर में चोरी करने जाता है. ये सब भगवता के लक्षण है. जैसा भी आप लोग कहते हैं तो ठीक है भगवान को किंतु हम तो अपना बेटा मान करके उसे शासन करेंगे. ऊपर में न चले इसलिए शासन भी करेंगे. जब बता दें उसे डांटी की कोई बात नहीं. अरे घोष लोग वैसे ही जो घोष भोग लोग होते हैं वो 60 वर्ष के बाद में 80 वर्ष के बाद में पास होते हैं. इसके बारे में उनको भोग का अधिकार नहीं. से महाराजी करें हमारे मुख से फांसी गाया को लेकर के खाता है, ये भगवान है क्रोध उसको होता है, चुका खाता है और सिद्धांत उसको पराजित कर देता है। कभी ब्रह्म निर्माण कर ये बैठक में क्यों अच्छे नाम के बैठक में क्या हुआ
गोवर्धन लीला
सबसे छोटे भैया नंदन थे बहुत सी मैंने भी देखा और यहाँ तो सगाई कर दो है दो वर्ष के बाद में आए जो शादी कर लेंगे इस तरह से वापस हो रही थी जो मैंने देखा जैसे हमारा करा करा है सबके लिए लोग बिगाड़ देंगे बस विकास ने ब्रह्म मोहन की लीला हुई और उसी ब्रह्म मोहन के लीला में वो कौन से शादी हो गई वो बने थे कृष्ण लोगों ने देखा जी ये सब अलग अलग वो है और शादी की कृष्ण के साथ सब किंतु दूसरे गोपों के रूप में इसलिए प्रतिया पाप उसमें प्रवेश कराया और सब कृष्ण के लिए विरह में तरसने लगी और ये उपपति भाव से उनकी सेवा करने के लिए यद्यपि उनकी ही है अपनी किंतु ये सेवा था कि कृष्ण कृष्ण लीला में देख रहा है जो राम के माता का रूप में भी या कहीं भी ये चीज नहीं ये जो माया के प्रभाव से बीच में बैठक हुआ वहां पर हम लोग गए जरा बोल दो बोलिए आपको वहां से लिए हम ले
जाए
आवर परिक्रमा टुडे आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग अध्याय ज्ञान द फल तत्व नाउ ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग द स्वीटनेस ऑफ आवर परिक्रमा फर्स्ट वी वेंट टू टेर कदम एंड वी हर वेरी स्वीट देयर फॉर देयर इन नंद ग्राम देयर आर सो मेनी प्लेसेस टू विजिट एंड बिकॉज ऑफ शॉर्टेज ऑफ टाइम वी कुड नॉट गो देयर So Maharaj is making us to visit over here.
Come to the tree and do parikrama.
Yes. Krishna Kunda, Lanka Kunda, then Nanda Paita. So Maharaj is taking us first to Krishna Kunda and we will take bath. Where Nanda Baba used to take bath and Uddhav also after taking bath in that Kunda, he went to Uddhav Yahi to tried to console Gopis, but he could not. Then there is a place, Jogia, very nearby to Krishna Kund, where Lord Shiva is living as a Jogi. Jogi who has got mystic powers and can make many ghosts and other evils to run away. So whenever Krishna is in trouble or he weeps, he goes there, he takes some salt and rice and then he plays over his dabru, you know dabru? And then all evil runs away. Then we went to, then this nearby is Nand Baithak. In India the concept of Baithak is, it's a big hall where elderly persons, they sit in the evening time and they always think upon very serious matters. So at this Baithak means sitting place. At this Baithak, Nand Baba visits other brothers, elder brother Upanand and younger brother Nand.
Upanand and all old persons
and very wise persons. So all wise persons and leader of the whole society, they used to come and sit together. What do they discuss seriously. Don't take it so light. Krishna is not a not your son. He has come in your house as your son, but we should try to put our brain in it. When he was only 3 days old, he killed Putana. After some time, he killed Saranavrat and Shatakasur. So many demons he has killed. And now, the height of him, he has said Govardhan Hill for 7 days. And still we are thinking that he only is 7 years old and he has visited Govardhan Hill for 7 days. He is not an ordinary person. Must be God himself. Or God has incarnated in him. At least he must be demigod. So we should not consider him less. Don't chastise him. Don't beat him. I heard once Yashoda has tied him with rope. I think we are doing offense. We have to pay for it. Nanda Baba said, O Upanand, I have heard of God. God is reason.
Symptom of a God is not in.
I don't see a slightest symptom of God in Krishna. God is truthful, but he tells a lie in bulk. Does God do stealing? Does God take away the bitter chewed by me and he tries to eat? Does God do this thing? He fights with Sri Ram and Sri Ram pulls him down. Will God be defeated by such a young boy? He shows no symptom of God. I don't think why you are doing this, why you are thinking that he is God. Then, once in another meeting, they are thinking very seriously. Now, these boys are growing up. Nanda Baba is saying that this dynasty of Go,
it's always Nawab.
Never becomes one. You know, there is no. When a grows in age, he becomes mature. Adult means becoming mature. This dynasty of Kaurava boys go, they become mature after 80 years old. So, Upanand, still you have not reached that age, so you are talking childish. And Maharaj is saying, like our Maharaj, Sri Vikram Maharaj also, he is go.
Now, yes.
So, Nandan and Upanand, they are saying to Nand Baba, it is another time, another meeting took place. Such type of meeting. Krishna is growing, and I think we should get him married. And I saw a girl, this Vrishabhanu's daughter. Oh, she is really befitting. Upananda is proposing and Nandan is seconding it, supporting it.
And all others
are supporting it. She is so befitting, a really fit match. And Nanda Baba is also becoming happy and thinking that it is a wonderful consideration, we should do it.
Consult Yashoda, then
we
will fix
Shabbat. I will consult Yashoda and then we will fix this engagement. But you, Maya Sahab, I have another planning and they are having another planning. And another, your Maya's planning prevailed. There a Brahm Vimohan pastime took place. Krishna became all the powerful boys and Gargacharya announced they became so much morose. They became restless. Oh, we love Krishna and now we are not with Krishna. And then they started meeting Krishna this way, secretly. And this secret meeting is sacred.
Also, very near at Lalita Kunda, Purnimasi Kunda, the place of Purnima Devi. She came to this place from Vindhyaja. From this is mother of Shantikini. And to one daughter and one son. ये शांतिपिनी जी की मैया है और शांतिपिनी जी के एक कन्या और एक बेटा मधुमंगल और नंदी मुखी को लेकर के चली आई नंदगांव में और वही कृष्ण जी के जन्म से पहले श्वेत केश और ये वसंत धारण करके रही थी और सब नंदवास जितने नंदगांव के लोग हैं आस पास को उनको सिद्ध योगी सिद्ध महापुरुष मानते थे सिद्ध मानते थे और वो जैसा करती थी उनके आदेश को पालन करते थे उन्होंने उनकी सेवा करके वरदान भी मांगा था कि नंद बाबा को कोई पुत्र हो उन्होंने कहा कि अच्छा होगा तो वो उनका स्थान उसके पास ही में जसोदापुर है जहाँ पर जसोदा मैया जोड़ो जाती थी और वहां पर स्नान करती थी कब कभी अपने बच्चे को भी ले जाती थी छोड़ देती और वो जल के निकट आकर के पानी ऐसा करता जल घर की गलती से आ जाता वहां पर भी बहुत सी लीलाएं हैं पासी में हाउ बिलाऊ है जहाँ पर कृष्ण खेल रहे हैं बच्चों के साथ में शाम होने वाली और वो लौट नहीं गए बच्चों के साथ में खेल दूर में मत हो गए भैया ने जो करोटी को भेजा जब अपना वो सामने को आई कृष्ण ऐसे पेड़ के नीचे चारों तरफ में खेल रहे हैं दस मील पे अभी तक है कहीं कहीं क्या व्यवस्था है हम जो रुपया बन ले जाएंगे वहां से भी थोड़ा सा सूरज यहाँ पर अभी भी किरणे हैं नीत आए हैं कोयल है एक साथ में गोपी कितनी चार हजार होती है हजारों हजारों वृत वहां पर नित्य करते थे हम लोगों ने गुरु महाराज जी के समय से आज भी हम लोगों ने पास जो है वो जैसा भी एक किरण को उसी के पास में हम लोगों ने तो यहाँ पर बाकी सारे अरे भी किरण है अभी गोपी बल की बोलने के बाद कहता हूँ एक गोकुल बल में क्या लीला हुई बहुत सी लीलाएं हुई किंतु एक लीला प्रसिद्ध है कृष्ण यहाँ पर बदरी पेड़ के ऊपर में बैठ करके अंदर से संकेत वर्तमान वर्ष जावर वहां पर मिलता था और उसे मिलने के लिए सबसे शीर्ष बच्चे कृष्ण आ गए और जब ही खोलने के लिए दरवाजा जा रही है तो हमें उनके चूड़ी की झलकार को सुन करके जयशीला जी जब उठती है अरे केरे कौन है कौन है का मेरे फिर थोड़ी देर के बाद चली जाती है फिर गुरु को करते हैं कृष्ण से रहा नहीं जाता मिलने के लिए उसे करके फिर बोलते हैं इस समय फिर जब खोलने जाती है चूड़ी 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 को झलकार को अरे कौन है अरे कौन है रात भर कृष्ण वहां पर मिलने के लिए तरस करे ये कृष्ण का अभिचार है कृष्ण अभिचार के लिए अभी यहाँ पर और बासठ अध्याय यहाँ पर कृष्ण कर रहे हैं उदित हो रहे हैं ये गोपियों के बदले उनको ये गोकुल बन रही है सब जी गए ये
बदले
के पासी अरे कहीं उसके लिए वो थोड़ा सा जगह है ये मत समझो ये बहुत दूर है उनके लिए सपोर्ट और विकेश विकोट ये स्थान होता है जब इच्छा होती है तो सब निकट में हो जाता है मैं तो यहाँ से कहाँ शेर कर गोरख चरने के लिए जाते और ये सब लीलाएं होती कैसे संभव होता इसलिए उनके इच्छा अनुसार में थाम ली और कभी इसलिए ये सब लीलाएं संभव हो पाए
तो यहाँ पे क्या क्या शासन करते थे, इसलिए इस पद का नाम गोपी पद। यहाँ पर राधा कृष्ण का विवाह नहीं हुआ था, वो तो हुआ था पांडवी पद में, वो भी काम था सबसे प्रभावित नहीं किया था यहाँ पर वो नहीं। और भी बहुत सी लीलाएं हैं, संक्षेप में हमने ये लीला का किया है। गोपी पद में बैंक जैसे दिखले पर कृष्ण युद्ध बिकम लाइक इट साउंड लाइक इट गोपी
from Khadir Bhatt and very nearer to the